Hello, hello, hi, hi there. If you guys familiar with my opening, it's a Fox Rain. It's a soundtrack of Korean drama. So, hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Recording start. So, this night I just want to talk about something that it makes me think a lot recently. That I have to understand something, a concept of praying, like, yeah, it's a kind of like religious content right now, because, you know, like, someone's faith is sometimes up and down, and that is a normal, I mean, like, that's a common thing as a human. So I'm going to talk about triangel love. So, what is actually triangel love? Triangel love is not a relation between me, someone that I love, and the another one. I mean, like, it's not involved three person. Like, it's not involved three people. But it's between me, my love, him, and God. So the reason why I called it as triangle love, because I believe that everything is happened for a reason, and everything is been like written by God. So I kind of confused with my feeling and thoughts right now, because, you know, like, if I feel like overthink or like kind of difficult to sleep, like I can't sleep tonight like that, I used to pray, and I used to keep on praying until I feel sleepy, and then I sleep, and then I asking for a guidance, I asking for a clue from God through my dreams, or probably through the universe, like, or something that unconsciously happened, some kind of that. I recently, you know, like, I keep on questioning about love, actually, because, like, the fact that I got lots of invitations, wedding invitations from my friends, actually, I'm so happy for them that they finally can, you know, like, proceeding to their step of life, I mean, like, a new chapter of their life, because, like, a wedding is actually starting a new life. Like, you're gonna live with someone that you love for the rest of your life, and then build a family together, building a small family and raising children in the future and doing everything together. Like, it's more about teamwork in my point of view, and love can be like, yeah, everything is based on the love. Like, when you have no interest to someone, I think, like, it's impossible for you to marry them, right? Or it's impossible for you to marry someone that you don't love. Like, really impossible. But for some reason, some of the marriage can be happened without love as well. So the world is very, 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 very diverse, with a lot of stories that interesting. I actually got lots of invitations. Like, every single week I got invitations, like wedding invitations, either from my elementary school friends, junior high school friends, a college friends, or even the friends of my friends. I mean, like, the friends of my friends. So I'm happy for them, actually, because, you know, like, when someone's happy and when someone's finally... it's not a celebration, though, but it is kind of like a ritual, like, for entering a new chapter of life, that I will send my prayer for them, that I hope everyone's are happy with their marriage life in the future. Whatever, what problems that might happen in the future, they could be solved together and they can handle that, and always strong, like, always have a strong boundary and always maintaining a good relationship with your partner as well. So the thing that makes me confused, it's not actually not them, it's actually me confusing with myself. I mean, like, I'm confused with myself because I found that some of them are engaged and married, like, even their relationship had not lasted for 2 years, or probably they just know each other for 4 months and then they finally decided to engage and then married. Like, oh my god, how could possibly people find their love, like, so fast and easy? Like, I don't know, probably they have been facing a lot of difficulties, like, probably there are some problems that we never knew because we just only see that in surveys. I mean, like, that phenomenon could be like an iceberg phenomena. That is why I kind of amazed with those people. I mean, like, what kinds of factor, what kinds of aspects that they can, like, incredibly sure, incredibly, like, it's not 100% or probably, yeah, 100% then that they are trust their partner and proceeding to engage and marry it. Like, oh my god. Or probably it's me, like, am I the problematic one? Like, am I a red flag? I think, like, I'm considering myself as a red flag as well, because like, I don't believe love in the 3 months. I mean, like, are you really falling in love with someone in the 3 months? I could call love if it's more than 6 months, when you're contacting each other, you're chatting each other every day and you're sharing everything and you have a spark love more than 6 months, I can consider that as a love. But you know what, love, it's not only actually love is it can be counted as a it's just like a tling. The thing that can make love lasted is that how do I have to say in English, affection, a communications, like, the way that you maintaining your love, like, caring for each other's empathy. I mean, like, love and relationship could include many aspects, like empathy with your partner, like setting boundaries, and then trust, and then continuously consistency of care, affection, and sharing thoughts and feelings together. They could be your best friend, like, always listening to your story, even though that is just a random story, or like just TMI things. Because when you were married, you were like talking to them 24/7, like, every small things you will talk with them, like, even though that you're not interested in that topic. Yeah, but however, yeah, you have to accept the flaws, like, the weakness, or the, yeah, kind of a strength and weakness from your partner. And I kind of amazed with those people that finally, sure, yeah, this is the love of my life, I want to marry them. Yeah, well, I'm very, yeah, good luck for them. I'm very happy to hear that. But the thing that makes me confused is that how can you describe that you really love someone and that one is love you? Yeah, it's through a relationship as well. Yeah, it's through relationship. So if you're not in relationship, then how could you possibly like believe that someone is in love with you? Yeah, that could be possibly correct. Right? Yeah. So now I just want to talk about the concept of triangle love, because I believe that there is something that beyond the relationship as well. There is another power that can maintain all of them, and it's actually from God. I believe that the love from God is infinity and beyond, like it's beyond your imagination. So for now, if I love someone, I actually I'm not gonna confess to them. Because first, it's embarrassing. Second, what if he didn't love me? It's embarrassing back to the first point once again. So the thing that I can do right now is just I'm going to pray for them. Pray for him. And I seek for a guidance from God. I know, like I just want to say like this in my prayer, like God, I'm in love with him. I don't know whether it is real love or it's just a lust. Because sometimes I perceive love could be two sides. Love could be so love could be so beautiful, could bring you a happiness like flowers everywhere, colorful life, and your heart will be always like happy and then fell in love and then kind of that, like positive things. But at the same time, love could be something that can hurt you. That because love know your weakness, because when you are happy, there will be like another side of happiness. I mean, like otherwise you will be sad, you will broken hearted, and it 180 different. Yeah, right? Yeah. So I believe love before marriage is two side. It could be happiness, a gift from God, but also it could be a lesson, life lesson, like exam. How do I call it? Exam? Like, yeah, exam life. Life exam from God. So, I always make sure to myself like this while I'm praying. God, I don't know whether this love is true love or not, because love could bring two sides. It can be my happiness, but it can be a source of my sadness. That's why I seek for your guidance. If he means to me, if he belongs to me, please help me. Please make a way for us. Please help him as well. Guide him as well. Bring him to become, like, make him to become someone that you love too. Because I believe when I love God, God will put someone that also love him as well. And God will put us in the same positions that we're meant to be for each other under the God's love. And if the relationship has been built by the God's love, I believe that everything will be much easier because we have a strong boundaries that love could increase. I know that probably it sounds so not logical things, but as a human, we have brain. We need to maximize them. Use our logic as well. Use our heart as well at the same time. But also seek for guidance from God. That is why I believe in triangle love before marriage. If I like someone, if he is good for me, then please God, make him close to me. Because some people might come to your life, could be two possible, like there are two possibilities. First one is that become a good lesson to you, bring you a lesson. And the second one is bring you happiness. I mean, like, yeah, it could be your true love, but otherwise it could be your life lesson. And now I just don't know who I love. And actually, for me, fall in love is not that easy. I mean, like, I need to consider many things before I decided to fall in love with him. Like, is he always pop up in my mind? If he always pops up in my mind, then let's see in the 6 months. If he still pops up in my mind, then I can consider that it's a love. But if I already fall in love with him, I'm really not sure with myself as well. I need to seek for a guidance from God as well. Praying, always seek for a guidance. Because like, but sometimes I cannot find the answer. That is why I believe that sometimes God not answering your prayer, it's not because your prayer is like, it's not that, I mean like, it's not that much. I mean, like, it doesn't mean that your praying is not enough. You are already enough. But somehow, God already has plans. Maybe he answer it later. Maybe he answer no. Maybe he answer yes. Maybe he answer it directly. But yeah, sometimes all of your prayers should not be like, should be directly answered by God. Sometimes it can be a life lessons as well, life examination, as I told you. Like, you have to be patient, you have to wait, and it's just a matter of time. Once again, the concept of time. Wow. Yeah, that's it. And I just trying to, I actually have someone, but I'm not sure. I mean, like, I have to seek for a guidance. That's why I need to pray more and more and more and more. And I hope that whoever who's gonna be my future husband, I hope that you're okay there. And I hope that God will always protect you. God will always give his love to you, and you will always be surrounded by God's love. I hope that you always remember your God, always pray to your God, and whatever happens to you, like hardships, life, I know that we are born for that. I mean, like, we as a human, we born in this world, there must be a reason, right? And the hardship, kind of the hardships, I hope that you will not give it up. I know that bad things happen to you, but it doesn't mean that your life is gonna be end. No, there must be something that more meaningful rather than the thoughts that you want to end your life or think that everything is bad, everything is no, everything has its own perfect timing. Maybe right now you're not happy, but I hope that someday you will be happy as well. With me. Yeah, I hope that we could be happy together. No matter what obstacles that we're going to face in the future, I hope that you can stay strong and stay still. Stay cool. And yeah, triangle love between me, you, and God. The reason why I record this because I kind of like, I want to say it to someone, but I don't know how to say it. That's why I just want to record it. And if this recording comes to you, I hope that whoever listened to this, I hope that your life will be fulfilled by happiness and joys. Even though that might be, you will face a hardships, like a bad things might happen to you, but I hope you can go through that and you can find a way of being grateful and happiness, even though that this is very, very possible to accept the reality that maybe, yeah, for me right now, like I haven't found someone, or probably your friends are getting married soon and then you will be alone. Yeah, that's why I'm also recording this, is because like I feel like right now this is a very, very real quarter life crisis. I am 25 years old now, and I feel now like my friends already found their soulmate, and then they married, and then they're happy, like they're having their own life. Yeah, that's why I'm alone. That's why I'm recording this. Thank you very much, guys, for listening. See you. Bye-bye.